Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Stephanie Laska. Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Keto Podcast. I lost 140 pounds by continuing to enjoy my favorite light beer, tortillas, and chocolate. I believe you can have your sugar-free cake and eat it too. You don't have to be perfect on the keto diet to be successful at losing weight. Your journey on Dirty Lazy Keto, it starts today. Today's episode is sponsored by my newest book, Extra Easy Keto, 7 Days to Ketogenic Weight Loss on a Low Carb Diet, published by St. Martin's Press and Macmillan Audio. If you're kickstarting or restarting the keto diet, or maybe you just need a kick in the pants, well, Extra Easy Keto is perfect for you. I'll teach you how to make the keto diet easier, doable, and fun in just 7 days' time. Order your copy or download the audiobook of Extra Easy Keto by Stephanie Laska today. Keto diet dinner ideas for the family. Keto diet dinner ideas for the family. So thumbs up if you like this topic. You gotta have some dinner tonight, right? And you may have some folks in the house that are expecting you to prepare it. So let me know if you like this topic. Put a little comment about who you're cooking for these days. I'm curious if it's just you or if you're cooking for a spouse or kids or in-laws. Who's living with you? I'm curious. So let me know. Are you on the keto diet? And do you need dinner ideas for the whole family, not just for the keto people? So if that sounds like you, please give this topic a thumbs up and comment below because I'm curious who you're cooking for. It helps me get to know all of you and what your needs are. So are you cooking for other people, the family? Comment below and you might win a prize. Let's spin the wheel and see what the prize is going to be today. I got to reach way back here. I'll be back. Hopefully I didn't flash you. I'm wearing a dress today. Ooh, we're giving away some stickers today. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So I have a whole supply of really cute stickers to send you guys from big ones to medium ones to small ones. And they're really fun with graphics. And I'll send you a little assortment, a little keto sticker pack. Look how many I have in here. I know I have to show you guys a couple of them because they're so cute. Tell me if you, which one you want, because some of them are really fun. Look at this one. It says 100% keto. These are fun with the bright colors, the keto-liciousness. I know. So cute. So keep calm and keto. I'm going to send you an assortment of fun keto stickers if you are chosen from the prize, for the prize from the comments. Sound like a plan? Okay. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. So guess what, you guys? I'm going to teach you about the keto diet dinner idea today. And it's not only perfect for you, but it's also awesome for the whole family. So this is actually a kid-approved recipe. You can see it kind of hiding behind me. This is a kid-approved recipe, and it's also a husband-approved recipe that I'm going to teach you guys today. So kid-approved, husband-approved, no matter who you're cooking for at home, spouses, ladies, in-laws, friends, little ones, big ones, I promise you that these meals, there's nothing weird, there's nothing strange about the keto food that we make or eat, and it's perfect for the whole family. So you're excited? You can see it right there, huh? There's actually two recipes. So I'm going to teach you guys, this is my family's number one go-to recipe. I should have my number one on hand. It's my number one recipe for the year because my family's always asking for it, or at least I'm always asking for it. It's my favorite. So I celebrate whenever I make it. And I'm going to teach you guys how I disguise it for leftovers because that is super important. That's a huge part of this activity. So ready? I'll give you a hint about what's going to be one of the main ingredients. Do you like my hat, people? Do you like my hat? Okay, I know. I'm trying to make you laugh because we shouldn't be so stressed and serious all the time when it comes to preparing keto meals. We should be all you know, worked up like, oh my gosh, what am I going to eat tonight? It should be easy and fun and simple and something the whole family might enjoy, right? Not just you. So the first thing I'm going to teach you guys is how to make a fluffy chicken recipe. A fluffy chicken recipe. Have you guys made the fluffy chicken? Tell me in the comments if you have. I swear it is like an infamous recipe. Somebody talked about it the other day on Facebook and they made a comment like, I'm making fluffy chicken. My whole family loved it. And then people went crazy underneath. I love fluffy chicken. I love fluffy chicken. It was cracking me up. And so if you haven't tried this already, it is on page. People always ask, where is it? Where is it? It's on page 159 of the Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. And this is the original cookbook. There are four cookbooks, okay? This was in the very first recipe. This was an original gangster recipe. There's no picture. So that might be why you didn't see it the first time around. So it's called Fluffy Chicken on page 159 in the original Dirty Lazy Keto cookbook. You can get it at the library. Come on. It's out there. You can get it on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, wherever. And there's 100 recipes in this book. There's 100 recipes in every one of the cookbooks, no repeats. So you don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to repeat anything. They're all fresh and fun ideas. So here is what you need to make this recipe, guys. I'm going to go through this one quick because the fluffy chicken is just one part of this dinner idea for the whole family. So you're going to need a half cup of chicken broth. You can make it yourself if you're, you know, hardcore. I like to buy it in a can or in a little container. I recently discovered Costco has a super cheap, delicious chicken broth brand that I've been buying and using. You're also going to need one ounce package of ranch seasoning, ranch powder seasoning. I use this quite a bit. Now it has zero net carbs per 1/4 teaspoon. And it really packs a punch. I use it all the time and I find it to be extra delicious. You don't have to use it if you don't want to, but I really like the taste. Love it. Do you love it? Give up for the ranch. Anyone? Now you're going to use 2 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breasts. So I'll show you my hat. This is my chicken hat. You're going to need 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts. And this recipe requires 8 ounces of full fat cream cheese softened. Now you'll know, or maybe not know, that cream cheese, according to brands, has a different amount of net carbs. So shop around. It pays to pay a little more. The Philadelphia, in my experience, has the least amount of net carbs per serving. Like, for example, here I was being cheap. I think this was at the dollar store. And this one has 3 grams net carbs per 2 tablespoons. That is too much. So shop around and look on the back to make sure you're getting the best deal. Also for this recipe, you may or may not like to use 8 slices of bacon. You're going to have this be cooked already, crumbled. You can buy it already done like this or cook it yourself. If you don't want to use the bacon, that's fine. And then also a half cup of shredded cheddar cheese. Here's my little cheese pillow. Isn't that cute? I try to have the graphics, trying to keep your attention. Makes it fun, doesn't it? Yes, it does. So here's how we make fluffy chicken, guys. Super easy and fast. You're going to add your chicken broth. You're going to add ranch powder. You're going to add your chicken. Throw it in a pot. It could be an Instant Pot. It could be a slow cooker. It could be a pot on the stove. However you like to cook your chicken, add those ingredients, combine it, cook it until it's done. Okay? If you want specifics, you can consult your recipe book, but you know how to cook chicken. So after your chicken is done, you're going to drain out some of the liquid. Okay? Maybe, you know, leave a half cup behind and shred it. The goal here is for your chicken to be moist, but also fluffy. Now, after you're done shredding your chicken, you're going to add that cream cheese, you're going to add your cheddar cheese, and you're going to stir. This adds all the flavor. You'll be like, oh my gosh, this is so delicious. This is where you are just going to start taking little bites of it and be like, oh my goodness, she wasn't kidding around when she said this fluffy chicken was the best thing ever. Seriously, you are going to love it. Now, at this point, I want you to kind of split up the recipe. Set some aside for tonight's dinner. Set some aside for tomorrow's lunch. Set some aside for the other recipe that I'm going to help you with making. Now, all of these are family-friendly, spouse-friendly, roommate-friendly. I promise. So we're going to enjoy fluffy chicken as a standalone meal tonight. You could add your bacon on top here. You could add other things too. Some people say they add chopped jalapeno, chopped green onion, however you want to flavor it a little bit more. Now, what I would do if I was having this fluffy chicken as a standalone is I would serve it with perhaps some green beans. And I would cook them in the microwave, so it'd be hecka fast, and dinner would be on the table in no time. Done. Can I get a bell? I know, right? Wasn't that easy? So simple. Now, what else could you do? I mentioned that I wanted you to partition off your fluffy chicken because I also think tomorrow at lunch or maybe tomorrow at dinner, it's up to you, you might like to just put your fluffy chicken on top of a salad, right? Because you made a ton of it and you've got it in your little Tupperware in the fridge. Why don't you top it on a salad, add your favorite salad dressing. You could add a couple nuts, a couple strawberries. Done. You've got a delicious, hearty, you know, dirty, lazy keto, fantastic family-friendly meal at dinner time, at lunchtime, that everyone is going to enjoy. So I highly recommend that. Now, what about even a snack? It doesn't have to be just mealtime. I also like to dip celery into my fluffy chicken, like a dip, and just eat it like that. I'm a big eater. And I love how this is so delicious and it fills me up and the whole family will love it. Easy peasy, right? Now, one of my favorite things to do with my leftover fluffy chicken, that's where we're going to get to this fabulous little situation going on over here, is to make chicken enchiladas. Let me show you what it looks like, our final product here. So you can see what we're going to be serving for dinner tonight. I actually made this for dinner last night. And you know, my kids are always like, "Mom, what are you making?" My daughter took a bite and she goes, "This is good." And it was so funny the way she said it. "This is good." Like all surprised. I'm all, "Yeah, all the food I make is delicious." Keto food is not diet food. It is rich. It is decadent. It is filling. It is fabulous. So that is why I say this is family friendly fare. These are keto dinner ideas that please everyone in the family. Don't you dare be making separate diet meals for yourself. You make one thing and you serve it to everyone. And if they want something additional to go with it, they can cook it up themselves. They can cut up a piece of bread for toast. They could make some pasta, or they could make some rice, or eat a tortilla, piece of naan. It's up to them. Push it on them. And you make what you want, what's healthy for you, and lead by example to the rest of your family. Okay? So we're going to make this easy chicken enchilada dish, and I'm going to show you how. Just a couple of steps, super duper simple. It's a short episode today. So if you like easy keto meal prep like this, okay, if you like this kind of stuff, rest assured I've got tons of ideas for you. I put them all together in big lists inside Extra Easy Keto, the book, in addition to 10 bonus recipes that are in the back. Hello. So if you like these kind of easy shortcuts, simple to make recipes, know that that resource is available for you, in addition to the cookbooks. Okay, are we ready? Okay, chicken enchiladas, yes. Now, this is something that I recommend. Ooh, what do we have going on here with this fun product? I'm gonna show you. Let me set this down a sec. Getting chicken everywhere, people. Here we go. Now, yes, with your chicken enchiladas, a lot of you say, "Well, I can use a low-carb tortilla," right? Heck yeah, you can, and your whole family can eat these too. And they've come down in price, don't you think? Which enchilada do you like? Or which type of enchilada? Do you like red? Do you like green? Do you have a low-carb tortilla that you tend to buy at the store? Please share that in the comments and tell us why. I'm laughing because I'm still wearing the chicken hat. But seriously, I think it helps everyone to kind of see which brands are the best or which, you know, sizes or what prices you're paying. So please share that in the comments. So yes, you can make your enchiladas using a tortilla, a low-carb tortilla. However, I've discovered this fun little product that I wanted to share with you because it is really changing my life here. So here we go. Yes, you can make these yourself, but holy moly, I would like to give a gold star to Folio's Cheese Wrap. Hello, Folio's Cheese Wrap. These are fantastic. Have you guys ever tried these? Have you? Anyone? Put in the comments if you have and tell me what you like about them, where you found them, what store. Tell me how much you paid. Tell me what you're doing with them, because I've been playing around with these and I'm having a lot of fun. I'm gonna put my glasses on so I can read the information to you. So here's what I do with the Folio cheese wraps. They come in different flavors. This one is cheddar, which I think works best for the chicken enchilada meal, but they also come in other different types of cheeses. And what we're gonna do here, there's what, five inside of each? Four inside of each. They're lightly baked cheese roll-ups. And you put it on your plate, like so. You put the parchment side down on the plate. So it's kind of peel and stick, like a sticker. All right. Put it right there. You're going to pop this little guy in the microwave. Hold up, hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Here we go. Here's my microwave. You're going to stick this cheese folio in the microwave for 1 minute, 30 seconds. Now it's parchment side down, okay? Don't forget that part. Should I take off the hat? It's killing me. So yes, you're going to put it 1 minute, 30 seconds. If it's not melted enough, maybe your microwave is a little bit sad and weak. You can always put it in for just a touch more. But for me, it was perfect. Exactly 1 minute, 30 seconds. Okay. So meanwhile, you take your fluffy chicken, set that aside. Meanwhile, you take your fluffy chicken. Here we go. Right here. And you're going to portion out how much you're using for today. Remember, we split up our batch. So we had some last night, some tonight, some for salads. And you are going to take a little bit of enchilada sauce. Now, it can be red or green, your favorite. Which one do you like? I have La Victoria right here. This is 4 grams of net carbs per serving. Also, I've got red enchilada sauce. Tell me if you are a green or a red person. Or do you make your own? I've never done that. That sounds fun. And the red sauce is a little bit less. It's 3 grams net carbs per serving. And I have to set this down so I can... I'm going to read the serving size because I know that's the next question. The serving size is 1/4 cup. So this is 3 grams net carbs per 1/4 cup for the red and 4 grams per 1/4 cup for the green for this particular brand. Always look at the label and read. Every brand is different. Don't assume. There we go. So what I'm going to do here is take my pre-portioned amount of fluffy chicken and I'm going to take my 1/4 cup of green enchilada sauce because I love green. I love tangy. I'm going to pour it over. That's it. Didn't wear gloves today. I'm living on the edge. Might get a comment. And you just stir it up. Simple. This is your preheated chicken, right? It's already warmed. You're going to add a little enchilada sauce, 1/4 cup. How much chicken did you want to know? Probably about, I'd say about 1 cup here. I'm going to make a few enchiladas, right, for my whole family, not just me. Because everybody's wanting to eat. And I've heated up my cheese folio for 1 minute, 30 seconds. And now it's going to come together so easily. This is where extra easy keto comes into play because it's so simple. You just plop down some of your chicken stuff in the middle and roll it up. So I'm going to do that for you kind of on my lap. Hopefully I don't spill. Because that would be embarrassing. I'm not in my kitchen. I'm actually upstairs in my studio. So I just plop down some in the middle and then I'm just going to roll it up. And I'm going to do this while the cheese folio is still warm. That way it's pliable. Okay. And you can roll it kind of into a tube like a taquito. So you roll it up. Now, if you wanted to add some other things while you are rolling, that's fine too. You do you. Give me your ideas about what you might put inside. But what's fun about this, and I think this is where my daughter got super excited, is she was like, so I'll show you how it rolls up really nicely, is that once you set it aside, it kind of hardens, all right? Like a taquito, it hardens. And you can just pick it up if you wanted to. And that's, I think, pretty fun. So here we are. I'm going to hold up my beauty product here. My delicious chicken enchiladas. And I'll show you. I'm going to pick this up. I'll mess up my little beautiness, but here we go. Look at that. It's super hard. It's full of chicken. Now, I think it's gorgeous to serve this or plate it while it's still warm, on a plate of greens. I think it looks nice, and it encourages you to eat some more vegetables, right? We don't wanna just eat cheese all day. Plus, cheese might be constipating. So we wanna add in some vegetables, some low-carb healthiness, add some of that fiber, yeah? And if it's right here, you're gonna eat it, because it's, you know, it's right, deliciousness right on top. We're going to serve this warm. We're going to make this for our whole family. Now, did anyone have an idea about what to put inside or to top your chicken enchilada? Because there is a whole bunch of ideas I have. I'll share them with you. Set that aside there. You could sprinkle some cilantro on top or inside. You could dice up some jalapeno if you like it hot. Does anyone like it hot? Anyone? My husband does. What about some beautiful pico de gallo? And that is California speak for just chopped up tomato, onion, lime juice, a little cilantro. That'd be pretty, right? Put that on top. That's what I did. Another idea could be some fresh green onion. A lot of people add that to their fluffy chicken on the inside. Either way. And of course, some guacamole, some avocado slices are always a great idea. Another idea you might not have thought of is black soybeans. You could sprinkle some of those on. Black soybeans are from Eden Farm. You can buy them on Amazon. They vary in the amount of net carbs according to what package you look at. I know over the years, I've noticed their packaging has changed, so be sure to look. Another idea would be black sliced olives. Anyone else have a thought? Or maybe even a little bit more of your enchilada sauce. So these are all wonderful ideas. Don't forget sour cream that you could make to top your easy, delicious chicken enchiladas for your whole family. So bottom line, you guys, that was fast, right? I gave you two different meals that are both friendly, keto-friendly, delicious for the whole family, okay? So if you love, love, love dinner ideas, I will give you another one right after this. I'll tee up the video so you can watch frozen keto dinner ideas. Have you seen that one yet? Keto frozen dinner ideas. That'll be right after this if you really want to get a bunch of dinner ideas at your fingertips. Bottom line, the keto diet does not have to be complicated. No, ma'am. No, sir. Whoever's watching, no, no, no. It doesn't have to take all day. It looks fabulous. It tastes delicious. Doesn't have to be special meals just for you. The whole family can enjoy whatever you're making. You just have to go all in and know that they are going to love it. You can lose weight the extra easy keto way. Yes, you can. Yes, you can, by making meals that are tasty and fun and simple. So remember, you guys, if you want more tips, consult your cookbooks. There's four of them. Consult your copy of Extra Easy Keto for lists of ideas on how you can make the whole family enjoy the same delicious food as you. I'm here to support you guys on your journey. I'm going to give you a round of applause. Can I? I'm going to give you a huge round of applause because you stayed here for our video today for the whole time. So gold star to you. I'm very proud of you. Give you a bell. I do put a new video on every week on YouTube, so you can subscribe to that channel and they will notify you when a new one comes. And I am here every week for you. I know, isn't this fun? It's a good little get together. Don't we love it? You can go to Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto, Facebook at Dirty Lazy Keto, everywhere you go at Dirty Lazy Keto. I even started TikTok. My children are so embarrassed. And it's dirty.lazy.keto on TikTok. So you can find me there. I'm trying, people. I'm trying. I'm not afraid to reach you wherever you are because I want to support you every step of your journey. I want to be there to cheer you on and answer questions and give you lots of support and ideas because we can do this together. I believe in you. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Yes, you do. Say that in the comments. Say, I believe in myself. You can do it. Well, that about wraps it up, folks. Thanks so much for listening and for being part of the Dirty Lazy Keto community. I'm here to support you. I am here to help. Would you like to be notified when a new episode drops? Sign up for my free newsletter so we can keep in touch. Enter your email at dirtylazyketo.com and I'll just send you quick notifications when something new is going on. My newsletters are free, of course, and you can unsubscribe at any time. Did you enjoy today's podcast? Do me a favor, tell a friend. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the Dirty Lazy Keto podcast. I believe in you, my friend. I know you can do this. See you next week, keto superstars.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.